What about how that compares for you, John O'Brien, growing up Catholic? I mean, there's a certain age at which you can start thinking about sex and such in the United States. But if I think back in the 1950s, which I was born in 1954, the expectation that a girl was going to be a virgin when she got married was much higher than it is now. So I know these things have changed radically in the U.S. in my lifetime. What about for you, your sense as a teenager, you know, is it okay to go out with a girl or is this going to get you censure? Or how does that feel different from what you saw with these young Muslim boys that you're working with now that you are Muslim?
I think it was different for me in part because, as I said, you know, my family wasn't particularly religious or strict in that way. I think my sort of social circle was more relaxed about that a little bit, but it still was fraught. And I think that's an important thing that you mentioned, is that these things are always tricky to figure out what feels right about when to do these kind of things. How do you navigate relationships as a young person? And so I think in some ways what I saw interestingly was that there was something about having this set of rules that you were supposed to follow as a Muslim that was almost a relief in some ways, that it almost was reassuring to them to have some kind of guideline. Because as you said before, relationships and navigating these things are so confusing for anybody. So I think that was one difference that I did notice. And the parents also were trying to figure it out. I mean, their parents were trying to figure out what was right, just like my parents were trying to figure out. There really is no clear rule book on this kind of thing. So I think there were some similarities for sure.